What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I hope, as always, you are having a wonderful day, and I hope that this episode brings a little bit more wonderfulness to your life. I want to say I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you, and I am looking forward to diving into this week's episode. We're going to be talking about 4 steps to create a new habit. And before we dive into the sort of steps that you need to take to do that, I just want to encourage you to hit the subscribe button if you have not already, just to make sure you can join us every single week on this episode and on this show. So without further ado, let's dive into the 4 steps that you need to create a habit. Now, as we go through these steps, what I will share with you is part of what I've been doing recently in my life to use this process is building back the habit of getting back into the gym. So for me, before COVID, so many, many moons ago, right, I used to go to the gym regularly several times a week, and it was part of the habit that I had in my life. Now, for myself, maybe this happened for you. I know it happened for lots of people. When COVID happened and gyms started to close and you couldn't go exercise the normal way, at least that I would, it broke this massive habit that I had of exercising. And until really just a couple months ago, it was something that I was doing sporadically. I would get there just really randomly. It was not consistent. And because it wasn't consistent, I wasn't really seeing the benefits of going to the gym either. So what I started to do is implement this habit process that I have in my life. And it's worked tremendously. To give you a little bit of what my life looks like today, now I go to the gym multiple times a week. I'm noticing the results from going to the gym, both physically and mentally. And it is absolutely back to a regular habit of mine in my life. So what I want to share with you is the process that I use to do this and how you can do this in your life with any habit that you want to create. So the first step when it comes to building 4 steps to create a new habit is to, first and foremost, you have to get clear on what is the habit that you want to implement into your life, right? I know that it sounds simple, but the reality is clarity is power, right? If we say, well, the habit is I want to get healthier. Well, that doesn't really tell us what the actual habit is, right? Is the habit you go, I want to go to the gym 3 times a week, right? Is the habit you go, I want to eat healthy 4 days a week, right? Or you go during the weekdays, I want to eat healthy. During the weekends, I'll let myself, you know, kind of zig and zag a little bit, right? But you have to get specific on what is the habit. It could be any type of habit that you want, right? You know what it is. Now, once you get clear on the habit, the sort of part 1B of the 4 steps is getting clear on why is it that you want to create this habit in your life. Right? Why do you want this habit? They say you never need more answers in life. You need more reasons, right? You want to achieve something. It's not that you need more resources, right? It's that you need a stronger reason on why you need to achieve that or establish that new habit. So for me, for example, why I wanted to get back into the gym is because I've experienced parts of my life where I was working out regularly. And for me, when I'm working out regularly, it impacts my mental aspect of my life massively, right? If I'm regularly exercising, I'm releasing endorphins, dopamine, all those things that happen when you work out. And then also, I don't just have like mental benefits, I also have physical benefits, right? I notice that I'm more in shape. I notice that my muscles are growing, right? Those sorts of things. And also for me, when I'm regularly exercising, it increases my confidence, right? Because I'm in shape. I, you know, look in the mirror. I like what I see. And it increases my confidence. So for me, those were some of the reasons why I wanted to reestablish this habit is because I know all the benefits from doing it. So ask yourself again, what is the habit you want to achieve? What's the habit you want to implement into your life? And why must you start implementing it? All right. That's number one. The second step is to start small. Second steps will start small. It's so funny. I heard this story the other day from my brother. I was just back visiting family. And my brother was getting his teeth cleaned just a couple weeks ago. And as he is at the dentist, they sit down and they ask him the question that you always get asked when you go to the dentist is they go, how has your flossing been going? And rather than trying to, you know, defend himself and whatever, he goes, you know what? I am not flossing very regularly. I'm not really doing good at it. And what the dentist said to him next, we talked about, was so powerful. She said, okay, well, if you're not flossing regularly, why not try and implement and execute on flossing just one time a week? Because why not just for one day a week? That's all you need to do. That's your goal, is just one day a week, you're going to floss. And then once you floss once for that week, you're good. And next week, floss once. And it was so interesting because so many times we go to the dentist and it's like, no, you need to floss every single day. If you want to get the germs and the bacteria out of your teeth every single day, you need to be flossing. And what happens is when we hear every day I have to do this thing, sometimes it can become overwhelming. It's like, man, I got to do this every single day. That's such a heavy task. So when it comes to creating a new habit, be like this dentist that says you don't have to do it every single day when you're creating a new habit. You have to just, at first, do it one day a week, right? You got to start small. So once you know what the habit is, you know why you want it, the second part is start small. Is it that you want to do this new habit 2 days a week? Is it you want to do it 1 day a week? Is it you want to do it 4 days a week, right? What's something that you can start with that does not feel overwhelming? All right. Now, step three to create a new habit is that you have to create some sort of a reward, right? Now, oftentimes when we want to establish a new habit, what happens and why we sometimes do not establish a new habit is we feel that there's more friction than reward, right? We feel it's more inconvenient to establish a new habit rather than convenience of the old habits we have and a reward. So what you want to do is you want to set up a reward that is greater than the friction of creating the new habit. So if you want to go to the gym, let's say this is your new habit that you want to achieve. Maybe what the reward is you set up is you go, my goal is I want to go to the gym 3 days a week. And at first, I'm going to start small. I'll go 3 days a week, and I am going to do it for a month. And that's your goal. And you say the reward is when I do this, at the end of the month, I'm going to go get a delicious serving of ice cream, right? I love ice cream. So for me, that could be a reward. It goes, at the end of the month, I'm going to go get this incredible thing of ice cream. Or it could be, I am going to go to this restaurant. This is one of my favorite restaurants that I love. Right? What is something, though, that you could reward yourself with for achieving this, right? So find some type of reward and use that as leverage to build the next habit. Now, the fourth and final piece, I would say, is the most important piece when it comes to creating a new habit in your life. And the fourth piece to creating a new habit is you have to have a way to track your habits. You have to have a way to track it. So some way that you know today, did I achieve this habit or did I not achieve this habit? And what you want to do is not just create a way to track it, but create a way to track it where you can see it every single day, where you can see it on a daily basis. So for me, what I do to establish a new habit is I have a calendar for just the month that sits on my wall. It's right next to my desk. And it's everything that I'm doing for the month, but on one part of the month, on one part of the calendar, every single day I make these little boxes, and the little boxes are just for my new goals, right? My new habits that I want to achieve more specifically, right? So for example, when I wanted to go to the gym and establish a new habit of going to the gym regularly, every day on my calendar, there's a little box that says G above it, G for gym. And when I go to the gym, I just check it off, right? And if I don't check it off, what happens is because I'm seeing it every single day, the next day I go, oh, I didn't go to the gym, you know, yesterday, whatever it was. If I don't go for 2 or 3 days, I see it and I go, man, I haven't gone for 2 or 3 days. I need to get my 3 days in this week. So I need to go tomorrow or I need to go today, right? But put it somewhere where you can see it every single day. And when you do it that day, just check it off. So a few ways you could do this is if you have a calendar, do similar to what I'm doing, right? Put little boxes in there with the letter associated to the habit that you want to create. And every day that you do it, just check that off. Right. Another way you can do it is if you have a daily planner, just put something in your daily planner. It's a little checkbox and you check it off every time you do that habit. Another really good way to do it is you could put a sticky note on your desk or in your bathroom, right? Because you're going to see those things every single day. And once you achieve that new habit, you just check that thing off. All right. And what it's going to do is you'll be able to look back at the end of the month and you'll be able to reflect, right? You'll be able to go, okay, this month I got there, two days the first week, 3 days the second week, the third week I actually got there 4 days, and the last week I got there 3 days. And it allows you to sort of reflect, right, on did you achieve the habit? And then you take that process forward to the next month. All right. So again, those are the 4 steps to creating a new habit. Number one, get clear on the habit that you want to achieve and get clear on why you want this habit in your life. The second thing is you need to start small. Don't go crazy. Start small. Number three, give yourself a reward so that when you achieve this habit, when you start to do the thing 2-3 days a week, whatever you want to do, you start to reward yourself for that activity. And then finally, fourth, find a way to track it every single day. And I promise you, my friend, you do these 4 things, you can build any habit that you desire in your life. All right. So get clear as we leave today's episode on just what is one habit that you want to build in the next 30 days of your life. What is one habit you want to start building? And then I want you to go use this process. Sit down after this. Write it down in a notebook. Write it down in your phone note section if that works for you. But after this episode, as soon as this is over, ask yourself, what's one habit you want to achieve and establish in the next 30 days? Use this process. And I promise you, in 30 days, you're going to start to go, holy smokes, this is a new habit that I now have in my life. If you do it for 60 days, 90 days, this is going to be a no-brainer game changer for your life. All right, so go out there, establish some new habits, make it happen. I appreciate you, my friend. As always, hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, outstanding rest of your day. And if you have not, as always, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week on the podcast. All right, my friend, you are amazing. I will talk to you soon.